the Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Danco, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Danco, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. Slat, Danco, and Gaza, the chief scientists of the Mardi, were in the main laboratory watching Planaria Rex through the spy ray. They had just discovered that Marston was about to execute Judge Augustus as an example to the rest of the solar system.
Gaza, you must act now.
I have told you before, I will not act until I am ready.
How can you just argue with this crazy woman?
I've stood all I can. Either she does something or I'm going to forget that I'm a gentleman. For once, Gaza, I agree with Flat. I will not stand by while a kind, great man is destroyed as long as I have the power to save him.
Are you suggesting that you will use force? Do you dare think of raising your hand against one of the Supreme Council of the Mardi?
Supreme Council, my neck. I don't know what you're up to, but I'm sure if Haru were here, she'd order you to do something. I never did trust you. No, I'm sure I was right.
Where are you going?
I'm going back to the council chamber. Maybe they'll listen to me.
Stay where you are. I warn you. If you leave this room, you'll regret it.
Look, Kazu, let's get something straight. The last thing I want is any trouble with you. I respect your desire to assure yourself of the situation before any action is taken. But surely you cannot expect us to stand by while Judge Augustus dies.
There is one thing I might be willing to do.
Yeah, what's that?
I could put a protective screen around Judge Augustus.
You mean a force screen? Marston will be able to burn through it sooner or later.
You underestimate the power of our weapons, Planet Man. The type of screen I could surround your Judge Augustus with would resist the puny power any weapon your Marston could turn on it.
I don't know what you're up to, but believe me, you better do something, because threat or no threat, I'm going into action.
Hold it, Flat. That might be the solution. You think you can do it, Gaza?
I do not make idle suggestions, Planet Man. I would not have offered to do it if I was not sure of its success.
Well, whatever you're going to do, do it quick. That firing squad is just about ready to act.
Very well.
Have you done it?
Watch and you shall see.
This had better work, Gaza, or there's going to be some fireworks around here.
If you'll be quiet and watch and listen, you may learn something, although I doubt that you are capable of it.
There goes Marston again.
Now I am ready. You see before you powerless and at my mercy, your Judge Augustus. I have warned him and you time and again what would happen if the League continued to thwart my efforts. Now your supreme leader will pay the penalty for your stupidity and rebellion. Silence! Perhaps your beloved leader has a few last words to say. Speak now, Judge Augustus. Or I shall promise you, you will never speak again.
Guys, look at the judge. Here's a real brave guy.
I never doubted that this was the way Judge Augustus would behave.
Look at Marston. He's really burning.
Very well, Judge Augustus. You have made your choice. Now you will die. Firing squad, execute the prisoner.
Oh, brother, look at that. 12 ray projectors turned on him and nothing happened.
Just look at our friend Marston.
What treachery is this? I gave the order to fire. Did you not hear me? Fire! What is wrong? What is wrong? What? A force screen. Who is responsible for this? Get the direction finders at once. We will track down the course of this screen and destroy it. Meanwhile, we have an answer for that. Turn one of the mobile batteries on him. That will burn through any screen.
Gaza, if you really think your screen will hold against that battery, those rays are big enough to bring down a ship at 10 million miles. They can burn through almost any force screen I ever heard of.
It is not necessary for me to repeat what I told you once the screen will hold.
I hope you're right, Gaza.
I am never wrong.
They're going to turn it on.
Turn it on, I say. Turn it on full strength. Aim every ray of the battery directly at him. What is it? How can any screen withstand the power of a full battery of rays? Very well. Up another battery.
This is getting pretty rough. You sure that screen will hold, Gaza? Are you sure it'll hold?
We've got to trust Gaza Slatt. She knows what she's doing.
Oh, if you expect me to thank you for that last statement, you're badly mistaken. I am always right.
I hope I can agree with you soon.
What sort of plan is there that Gaza is apparently following? How long will it be before she takes direct action against Marston? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Dancho and Slats, they were watching Marston's attempts to execute Judge Augustus via the spy ray in Gaza's laboratory. For the moment, Judge Augustus is safe, having been surrounded by the protective screen of the Mardi. We find our friends now as they try to find out from Gaza why she won't take direct action against Marston now.
Okay, so Judge Augustus is safe for the moment, Gaza. But you can't keep that force screen on him forever, and the minute you cut it, Marston is going to destroy him.
I think it's time we had some understanding, Gaza.
What do you mean by that?
I stood by patiently while you watched for yourself. I tried to assure Slats that your methods were to be respected, but now I'm not so sure.
What are you saying?
One minute you're bragging about how smart you are. Now all of a sudden you're acting stubborn. You know what he's saying? He's saying we don't trust you.
I am not interested in your opinion of
him. But I am, Gaza. I hoped we would be able to reach a friendly understanding.
Are you threatening me, then?
You can interpret it any way you like, but you'll have to make up your mind.
Have to make up my mind? I have reminded you and this other person several times that I am only tolerating the two of you because the council wishes it. I've had enough. Leave the laboratory.
Leave the laboratory? What are you talking about?
Just a moment, Gus. I don't think you know what you're saying.
I know very well what I'm saying. My orders from the council were to act, but to act as I thought proper and when I thought proper. You are interfering with my duties. I've been patient long enough. I'm telling you for the last time. Get out.
Look, Dantro, you can do what you like, but this gal has pushed me around long enough.
Wait, what?
Wait, nothing.
Stay where you are.
Hey, what's that she's got?
If you move a step closer, you'll find out, although you probably would never know, for it will leave nothing but a few specks of dust.
You wouldn't dare.
Wouldn't I, though? Just try me and find out.
I think she means it, Slats. You better not try anything.
Now you're showing some intelligence. Show a little more and get out. Both of you.
Come on, Slats.
You mean we're going to leave her and leave Judge Augustus the way things
you
are?
You may not like it, but I'm afraid you will have to trust me. I will look after your precious Judge Augustus.
Yeah, I know the way you look after him. If we hadn't been here in the first place, you would have let Marston burn him down without lifting a finger.
Just a moment, Slats. Gaza, was it your idea to bring us here to the laboratory, or did the council order you to?
The council does not order Gaza. No one orders Gaza. They suggested I bring you here, but I have decided that I've had enough for the last time. So get out. Get out. Get out!
Come on, Slats. Come on, Slats. Let's go.
Okay. But if she tries to pull anything while we're gone, dust or no dust, I'm going to forget she's a woman.
Come on, Slats. What are you doing?
I'll be there in a moment.
What are you up to over there?
Don't get excited. I'm leaving.
Now that we're out of there, where to now?
Back to the council chamber.
You going to tell them what happened?
I certainly am.
Think it'll do any good?
I don't know, but it's hard for me to believe that they could approve of what Gaza's doing. I certainly intend to find out.
You remember which way it is back? We made so many turns, I'll be darned if I can remember.
I think perhaps I do. Come on, we'll try.
Wait. Somebody's coming.
Look, Rura.
Hey, Rura, boy, am I glad to see you.
What's the matter? What are you two doing here? I understand the council has decided to help you.
They did, Rura.
And I heard that Gaza was told to aid you in every way.
I don't know what she was told, but she certainly has her own interpretation of what that means.
That's putting it mildly. If what she's been doing is helping us, I'd hate to have her want to hurt us.
I don't understand.
We want to go right back to the council chamber. I'll explain it to you on the way.
It will do no good. The council will not be in session for a while. I'll take you back to your quarters. Come on.
Well, that's it, Rura. At first I thought Slats was just being stubborn, but now I'm beginning to wonder whether Gaza isn't up to some kind of treachery.
Oh, that's hard for me to believe, Planet Man. She is stubborn and egotistical, but I do not believe she would disobey the orders of the Council.
I don't know what you'd call it, but if they told her to help us, she was hardly doing that.
But you said she did save the leader of your league, Judge Augustus.
Yeah, she saved him so far, but it wasn't her idea.
Is this so, Planet Man?
Well, I thought I'd made it clear that Gaza wasn't going to do anything until I insisted.
That's true, you did say that, but I just don't understand it.
Look, Rora, you're a very nice person, but I don't very well see how we can stand here and talk while that gal stays in the lab. Every minute we're talking may mean Judge Augustus and a couple of million other people back at home are wiped out.
I don't think Slats is exaggerating, Rora. Marston was enraged almost beyond endurance, but is unable to reach Judge Augustus. The state he's in now, he is capable of almost any evil.
But there's nothing we can do until the council meets.
How much longer is that going to be?
Not for at least another half hour.
How about Haru? You said you talked to her last time. Can't we see her again?
I don't know what to say.
Rura, I know you sympathize with us, and I urge you to act. Take me to see Haru.
Hey, what about me? Where do I come in there?
Perhaps if only one of us goes, Rura will not be so reluctant.
Very well.
Come, I'll do my best.
What am I supposed to do, sit here and sweat?
I know it's pretty rough on you, Slats, but it's for the best. I'll come back as quickly as I can. Come, Rora, let's hurry. Every moment counts.
What can Danto hope to achieve with Haru? Does Gaza really have some evil motive? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Trow, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.